Blackstone Audiobooks presents Rocket Ship Galileo by Robert A. Heinlein. Read by Spider Robinson. Chapter 1. Let the Rocket Roar.
Everybody all set?
Young Ross Jenkins glanced nervously at his two chums.
How about your camera, Art? You sure you got the lens cover off this time?
The three boys were huddled against a thick concrete wall, higher than their heads and about 10 feet long. It separated them from a steel stand anchored to the ground, to which was bolted a black metal shape, a pointed projectile, venomous in appearance and ugly. A rocket. There were fittings on each side to which stub wings might be attached, but the fittings were empty. The creature was chained down for scientific examination.
"How about it, Art?"
Ross repeated. The boy addressed straightened up to his full 5'3" and faced him.
"Look," Art Muller answered, "of course I took the cover off. It's on my checkoff list. You worry about your rocket. Last time it didn't fire at all, and I wasted 20 feet of film."
"But you forgot it once."
"Okay, okay. How about your lights?"
For answer, Art switched on his spotlights. The beams shot straight up, bounced against highly polished stainless steel mirrors, and brilliantly illuminated the model rocket and the framework which would keep it from taking off during the test. A third boy, Maurice Abrams, peered at the scene through a periscope which allowed them to look over the reinforced concrete wall which shielded them from the rocket test stand.
"Pretty as a picture," he announced, excitement in his voice. "Ross, do you really think this fuel mix is what we're looking for?"
Ross shrugged.
"I don't know. The lab tests look good. We'll soon know. All right, places, everybody. Checkoff lists. Art?
Complete.
Maury?
Complete.
And mine's complete. Stand by. I'm going to start the...